Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Is your team ready to play in the big leagues? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to talk about your team. The people you've assembled to help you serve your customers and grow your business. Aside from you, these are perhaps the most influential people to the ultimate success of your business. Your team is an extension of you. How they show up, how they behave, and how they execute says a lot about you, the business owner. So you need to be intentional about how you put your team together and the expectations you set for your team. That's why my question this week is your team ready to play in the big leagues? I'm really asking if you believe that your team has the behaviors and characteristics of an A team, a team who can compete and win against any other team. It might seem that a team of people would look a lot like the person who put the team together, but far too many times, the team is anything but like their creator, especially if the person who puts the team together doesn't also set the expectations and hold the team accountable for their behaviors, attitudes, actions, and decisions. Far too often, I see business owners who hire someone onto their team and then assume that they're going to show up with the right attitude, engage with their teammates in a positive way, and make the right decisions for their customers, only to find out that after joining the team, they had their own ideas on what was right in terms of their attitude, their behaviors, and their actions. And it only gets addressed when it's gone too far and either hurts someone else on the team or damages a relationship with a supplier or impacts a customer in a negative way. But it doesn't have to be that way. As a business owner, you have the ability and the responsibility to set the stage for your team to play the game like an A team. And to define the characteristics of an A team, I'm going to go to one of the masters of personal development, Darren Hardy. Darren's written several books, my favorite being The Compound Effect and The Entrepreneur Rollercoaster. I particularly like his thinking on the impact of consistency on the success of a business. Over the past several years, I've used Darren's A-team assessment with many of my clients as we've worked to convert their average teams into teams who could compete with the best on the planet. Let's call them A-teams. And today, I want to give you a brief overview of what an A-team looks like so you can think about your team and what needs to change for them to become an A-team. There are 12 characteristics that describe an A-team in business. As I share each of these 12 characteristics, I want you to be thinking about your team and how you would rate them on each of the characteristics on a scale from 1 to 10. A rating of 1 means they don't resemble the characteristic at all. A rating of 5 means they're average, about like any other team in this area. And a rating of 10 means they're among the best on the planet. Ready to take a few notes? Okay, let's go. Number 1 is the team loves what they do, meaning they have a passion for their roles in the business, and as individuals and as a team, they truly love their job, the products they deliver, the services they provide, and the support they give to your customers. Imagine a soccer team filled with kids who love to play soccer. They each have a role to play. They share the ball, support one another, know their position, and come to the field every day ready to lace up their shoes and give their best efforts to help the team win. How would you rate your team in this area? Number two is being growth-minded, getting better every day, meaning they're not complacent or satisfied with what they know already, but are eager to learn and grow. It makes me think of my son, who would come home from school and immediately open a book to explore and learn even more. He took pride in knowing things that none of the rest of us did. His thirst for knowledge was unquenchable. How does your team stack up in this area? Number three is being committed to excellence, meaning that good is not good enough, that there's a desire to be the best at what they do, being extraordinary or exceptional. We all know that excellence is unachievable, but that doesn't mean that we should be okay with the status quo. Yet far too many teams are just fine with the way things are today, not yearning to be better, faster, or stronger. How would you rate your team in this area? Number four is being humble, not self-absorbed or overconfident, not cocky or prideful. I like the idea that the root word for humility is humus, the deep, rich soil that allows for hearty growth and nutrition. Being humble means we have a deep knowledge and understanding, and that provides the basis for our actions and decisions, not a surface-level understanding with shallow roots. How would you rate your team on this dimension? Number five is hungry, having the drive and ambition to do more, be better, and achieve more, wanting more than needing, eager and anxious to serve. I think about how I went about my training when I was hungry to qualify for the Boston Marathon. I never missed an opportunity to train. I always went extra miles, knowing it was going to result in my achieving the goal I was hungry for. How hungry is your team? Number six is smart. Smart with people skills and emotional intelligence, meaning they have the skills to engage with others and the awareness to know how to work together in a productive way without being offensive or insensitive. This is a trait that's sorely lacking these days. Many people are easily triggered because they lack the emotional intelligence to engage in a discussion or debate. How does your team do in this regard? Number seven is extreme ownership, meaning everyone takes ownership for the outcomes of an assignment or mission. Rather than pointing the finger, the team rallies together to solve a difficult challenge. It's easy to live what I call below the line, placing blame, making excuses, and being in denial. But when we think of a high-performing military unit, we think of everyone on the team taking extreme ownership and not leaving anyone behind. Is that how your team plays the game? Number eight is speed, knowing that doing things quickly has value to the business and to the customer. Speed doesn't mean compromising quality. It means being efficient, effective, and time-sensitive. I'm reminded that when the first cell phones were being made, it would take 3 weeks to get a new phone. But when someone at Motorola measured the time it actually took to assemble the phone, they found it took somewhere around 37 minutes. So they streamlined the process, took the wasted time out of the process, and delivered their phones to their customers in days rather than weeks. And as a result, they owned the market at the time. How focused on speed is your team? Number nine is courageous, being willing to speak up. Far too often, our team members feel they don't have a voice or their voice doesn't matter. And the result is they stop sharing their thoughts and their ideas. But when our team members have a deep understanding of their roles and they have the support of their leaders, they can and will be more courageous willing to share their thoughts and opinions for the benefit of the customer and for the business. How courageous is your team? Number 10 is reliable, meaning they can be counted on without concern or hesitation. If they're expected to show up at a certain time, they do it all the time. Like a Swiss watch, they're on time all the time. If they make a commitment, they fulfill the commitment. If they make a promise, they fulfill the promise. Does this sound like your team? Number 11 is resourceful. They find a way to work it out. No matter the situation, they find a solution or a fix. They are fix finders, not problem finders. You probably had a grandfather who demonstrated this characteristic all the time. They could always find a way to make something work, or get something done, or solve a difficult problem. I thought my grandfather was a wizard because he had more ways to fix things than we had problems to fix. Is this how your team tackles their daily challenges? And finally, number 12 is consistent, regardless of the situation. This is something that customers truly value, consistency. Nothing's more important than giving the same quality service, the same quality products, the same timely response each and every time they do business with you. Is this something your customers get when dealing with your team? So there you have it, 12 characteristics that must be in place if you want to have a team that can play and compete in the major league, an A team. Not many teams are 10 out of 10 on all dimensions. In fact, most aren't anywhere near that. But now that you know what it takes to have an A team, you can simply follow this simple three-step process. Step 1, take time to do an honest assessment of where your team is on each characteristic. Rate each of the 12 characteristics on a scale of 1 to 10. Step 2, identify the one or two areas where you think the most improvement is needed. It may be an area where you're currently below average, below a rating of 5, or it may be an area where you know as a business you must be at an 8, 9, or a 10, but are currently below that. Then, step 3, identify one or two specific things you should do differently in your business to get better in each of these areas. Make these real action items, not just theoretical improvements, but real changes. And if this topic gets you fired up, I've found this is a great team-building exercise to invite your team to do steps 1, 2, and 3 as a team. And your assignment as the business owner is simply to make sure the ideas they generate are put into action in your business. Do this, and soon you'll be working with your very own A team and loving every moment of it. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. There's nothing more satisfying than knowing you have an A team handling the details of your business and taking great care of your most challenging customers. And share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Every business owner deserves to have an A team. It's hard enough to own your own business, let alone having to work the details of it because you don't have a team behind you to make it work well. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss defining your value proposition. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com. And connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.